Hey there. Welcome, one and all, to the Tim Hawkins Podcast. I am he, and he are we, and they are she, and we are all together. Whether you don't know who I am, or if you're a fan of my comedy, or possibly a fan of Potty Break Podcast, I'm so thankful you chose to hang out with us. Okay, I'm going to be joined by my wife, Heather, my daughter, Olivia, and her husband, Luke. Now, it's not a shiny packaged production yet, but it will get better as we go along. Trust me. And to be honest, we just wanted to push record and start talking, okay? That's how this kind of works. Now, what we've done, we've actually batched a few shows to have some in the can and release them steadily as the weeks go by. So you may hear some references to the news or the weather, which may have aged a month or two, okay? But it should become, you know, more and more up to date and current as we go. Now, this episode, this is actually the first one that we recorded, and we talked about a lot of things. We talked about our greatest fears. We talked about the Clean Plate Club. We talked about the Queen of the World. We did. And there's even a special call-in from the ever-present Dr. Fauci. So buckle up. Let's get going and welcome to the Tim Hawkins Podcast.
What if we just start a radio station?
And we never pay royalties. We never pay all the fees. We just play off of Spotify.
But it's like the Parks and Rec radio station where it's just terrible music.
Yes.
They'll never find
fault
us.
Fault for your thoughts.
It's just like dolphin noises, I think is
one of them. That'd be good. Or you could just play jazz on music jazz. Of dead people so they can't come after you for the royalties. So,
oh,
that's a great idea.
Dead people.
That's so who's let's look, let's Google dead musicians.
Dead well, Mozart, you can start there. You can start far back.
No,
Elvis, we could play a lot of.
You know, I had an idea once that you know how you play a record backwards?
Yeah,
it has a sound to it. Why don't you just take hit songs and like play it backwards and just figure out the melody and use that melody. That,
ooh,
could you
would
do
that count as copywriting?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Because like, it's different.
Oh, so you're saying play, like name that tune? Like a game?
No.
Oh.
Like when you play a song backwards, you know, you like happy birthday to you, it'd be, yeah. There's a different.
That's exactly what that would sound like.
Probably.
Of course, I did forwards, but I that's not how that would sound.
Oh, gosh.
So we're talking about before that our worst fears, and you were saying that, Livia, your husband Luke's worst fear was be walked on. Walked out.
Walked in on
in the bathroom.
Be walked on. Both.
Maybe that too, though. He wouldn't like that.
Yeah, both are his main fears, I think, in life.
All right. Is that true, Lukey?
To be walked in on or walked on?
You want to get it? Let's get him a chair.
Yeah. A chair.
You don't want to do the massage chair?
Give him like the stool so he has to sit really far down and feel inferior to all of us.
It's only 6 inches high.
I'll be back.
You know what? Yeah, go grab one and hold that thought.
You could sit in the massage chair.
Your
if you wanted
Christmas
to.
Present of 2018.
My yoga pillow. I've used it for, it was a meditation pillow.
He's so going to sit on a step stool.
Okay. Luke
That's
has
good.
A,
that works too.
You can't do that.
He can. Then he's higher than all of us.
It's a step stool that you use for painting ceilings.
The paint won't get on him.
Why don't you just take the toilet and bring it in here?
No, we're not making fun of you, Luke. We want better for you.
Dad is eating so chili right now.
Some people have a cup of coffee when they do their podcast. I have chili.
Yeah.
On the coldest day,
Levi's
probably
texting me right now
in St. Louis in probably 10 to 20 years.
Yeah.
Negative 14.
It's the coldest.
This is really
day.
A morning radio show. We're just talking about the weather.
This is how it used to be.
Plain music.
It's how I used to, when I worked at the radio stations, I would have to get up this early and it would be this bad outside and. Just, you know.
Well, it was in Dallas.
Were you a talk show host? Or radio
show? Okay. Heather and I moved down there right after we got married, and I didn't, you know, just looking for work. So I said, well, I'm going to be radio TV, right? Because that was my degree. So.
You worked at the Magic Time Machine in the meantime.
Uh-huh. I'm in Chili's restaurant. And pretty immediately, I just went to the Yellow Pages, which for millennials, Yellow Pages is the phone book of all the.
Directory.
I looked up radio stations and I just called radio stations and said, hey, I'm just looking for an internship. And internships, of course, are free. So
right.
I found it was KZPS Rock Radio in Dallas.
And I remember Chuck Geiger was his name. And he said, hey, man, that sounds great. Well, yeah, we could use some help. You know, that,
of course, it's free help.
Yeah. Yeah, come on in at 4:30 in the morning. And,
so what I did was I went in and you would read business or not news copy and try to make it funny. Just like SNL.
Okay.
Try to make jokes out of the news.
So would you read those jokes or would you give them?
No, I'd give them the material. I'd just write.
So what, like,
write it down and give it to
them. One was about Santa Claus.
Yeah, I got complaints. My biggest complaint was there was an actual story of the Ku Klux Klan or the Ku Klux Klan had their own Christmas. Okay. They had their own Santa. They called him Klana Claus.
Oh gosh.
Of course, I'm just like, Klana Claus is coming to town. So we wrote that song.
Bad.
Was you better watch out. You better not fight. No. You get lots of toys as long as you're white. Klana Claus is coming to town.
No.
But it's like,
that
you know.
That was in 1990.
That is, nine. Wow.
No, probably even 1994.
So, oh, I get it. I mean, it wasn't like, it was playing on the absurdity of the whole thing.
Right.
But yeah.
Was, as if they said it.
By my house growing up, you know, they have like adopt a highway.
I got a few Klan plaints.
Yikes.
Nope.
Nope. They had an adopt a highway by my house that was sponsored by the Ku Klux Klan.
Really?
Yes. That's how far in the sticks I lived.
Oh, wow. That's
Where's the joke bad. There?
I don't know, man.
There is no joke. It's
there is no
sad.
Joke. That's just facts.
Right?
And they donated part of the highway? Is
no, they
You know,
care.
We need They're to like, do some more for the community.
It was?
To yeah. show them.
They just, like, cleaned up the road.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so
yeah, and they're probably doing a lot of cleaning in the middle of nowhere where nobody is driving.
That's fair.
Yeah. Adopt a highway. I was thinking, going back to biggest fears.
Oh, what, yeah.
Does anyone have? Because I'm with Luke. Someone walking in on me in the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the worst fear. I think
it's pretty bad
because you can't really come back from it.
The
like you and that person will always know.
I still
what
remember,
happened, and you will mm-hmm. never. Talk
I still remember
about
my
it.
First time that happened. I couldn't. So it was at my church, and I was in the basement at the church, and the locks it is doubles as a nursery, so they can't like lock it. Otherwise, the kids will lock themselves in. So they put it really high. And I was a kid, so I couldn't reach it. It was like 6 feet in the air.
Yeah.
And I wasn't able to lock it, so I was really scared. So I was, you know, sitting down, and this guy came in, and he just looked at me, and he goes, while he's looking at me, making eye contact while I'm using the restroom, says, why don't you lock the door?
I'm a little.
And I didn't know what to say. I was 8 years old, and I couldn't reach the lock. So it was really embarrassing. Oh, I think about it all.
So he blamed you, basically.
Oh, yeah.
He shamed you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What if you were the only person that went to the restroom?
Ever? What do you mean? What are you talking
like,
about?
You're the only
that,
person.
Normal that, humans don't.
Like
that
other
don't
people don't.
Eliminate from their body, but you're the only one.
You're like, hey, where's your restroom? What are you talking about?
For what happens? Well, the stuff comes out.
Oh my like, God. This is taking a bad turn.
They're like, what is it?
Okay, I have a story about someone walking in on me.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Awesome.
You would know this story probably.
Okay.
In college, I had soccer and I was, they asked me to start FCA group for the college. So they go, we need you to meet after soccer practice and you're going to meet up with these other people that are going to help you be in charge of it. So I quickly took a shower. And when I got out of the shower, I took my towel, wrapped it around my head and threw it back like this. And I didn't have any clothes on. And a guy walked right in and I was like, whoa. And I was stunned and he was stunned. And then
he was stunned for a few seconds. I mean, he was so stunned that he didn't move.
Yes, he didn't move. And so I quickly got dressed, went to the meeting, and who's sitting next to me?
Oh,
but
no.
But the guy, the same guy.
See, you just can't like recover.
You can't.
No, that was, it still makes my heartbeat state. Fast thinking about it. Yeah. Like, and it was so long ago.
There's nothing you can say to make the situation better.
But honey, you should be proud of your... Of,
don't
you know,
let's not go there. Let's talk about stuff.
That's just you should celebrate that. I would have celebrated it.
So, Olivia, someone walked in on you before?
Yes, I was hoping you would not ask me.
Dad set it up. So.
Yeah, I don't think this is an appropriate story to tell, but here we go. So, after Luke and I got married, I think you know this one. Right after we got married. Before we moved, we lived in my parents' basement. And
you did?
Yes.
Was that like you?
3 weeks. Shut up. For 3 weeks. And there was a room attached to like the room that we stayed in. And it was like a bunk bedroom. So people could sleep in there. And I think, I don't know, it was just a weekday. And we had a bunch of mirrors. I hate that I'm telling this story. There was a wall just of mirrors. And Luke is a man. And he was just like, send me pictures. And so I did. And as I was taking a picture, Levi walked out of the bunk bedroom.
Oh my gosh.
And I bolted into the bathroom and I slammed the door. And I was mortified. That's my brother, worse. My younger brother. I was horrified. Terrible. So I didn't know like what route to take. I was like, okay, so either I never see him again or I just get, yeah. Or I'm like, no, wait, this is his fault. Yeah. He should have told me that he was
because you were
sleeping
living in the
down
basement.
There.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that it's weird that he was sleeping down there
with
when you guys
his
were
friends.
Living there. Yeah.
With his friends.
That's not okay.
Like, you got to tell us. Mm-hmm. You got to tell us. So I stormed upstairs like 2 minutes after I like collected myself. And I was like, Levi, you have to tell me when you are sleeping in that room. And I didn't really mention anything. I didn't ask any questions. I was just like, I want this moment
to die. I love that
die.
Your two conclusions to that story ending is I'm never going to see him again. Yeah. Or I have to blame him.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty, yeah.
Something has to be. Yeah, but, you need some closure.
Well, there's no way for me to get over that. I can't. So I have to,
you have to
but
shift
what if,
blame.
Shift the blame.
Or could you have said,
or avoid the situation
Levi,
entirely.
I'm sorry if I scarred you.
No.
I mean, I think
either,
could not have.
Either,
I think he does take responsibility.
With it being Levi, I just couldn't.
It's either zero or 100.
If it was Levi or Jackson's the worst scenario ever, I think.
Zero or 100.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Worst scenario, because you have to see them for the rest of your life forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
that is bad.
That's weird because
pretty
when
bad.
You're little, you guys take baths together when you're a little bitty and so cute.
Yeah. Oh, it's different. And Livy got so mad when she was getting to the age where I said, you cannot take a shower with the boys anymore. Do you remember that, Livy?
Yes.
And she was so mad. There's something you kept saying. I can't remember what it was.
Didn't you say, what'd you say to him? You have?
Well, I said you have different privates than they do. And, you know, Brett was getting older.
We've already told
this
story on Dad's previous podcast.
Okay.
It's still great.
So tell him what you said, Livy.
No, I just stood on a table. I was like, you have privates. I have privates. Daddy has privates.
Y'all have
we all have privates. Which is true.
It's a good point.
It is true. It's very deep. Facts. Very deep.
Yeah. Anyways.
Well, it's...
She learned.
The only story that will now define my childhood is that story.
Let's see. I was going to... Do we have the tuna fish? Oh, we do have the tuna fish. We were listening to... I'm going to see if this will play. The Tootsie Roll song. Is it on there?
I have it on Spotify.
Where's Tootsie Roll? I was going to play it through so you can hear on the
okay.
podcast here.
I can kind of hear it.
Yeah.
Oh,
can you hear this? Have you heard this before?
2002? No, this is off Extremely Made Over in 04. Have you heard this, Luke?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't hear it.
He doesn't have headsets. He can't hear anything here.
Everybody, time to make up a dance. I know you like it if you give it a chance. You need some rhythm and a little soul.
Are we gonna listen to the whole thing?
Well, I wanted to get to your part.
Oh, well, fast forward. It's a little bit.
Well, we'll hear Spencer first.
Oh yeah, Spencer's super cute.
Hey dude.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Oh yeah.
That's Spencer.
Tootsie roll.
This is how I
tootsie
roll.
So tough about it, too.
Yeah.
That's so cute. It's so cute.
So this was... What year was this? Yeah, 2004.
We lived in Lake Dallas. Yeah.
You gotta love the Tootsie Roll song. You make it up as you go along. Just like a donut need a donut hole. The whole wide world need a Tootsie Roll.
Here's Livy. Here she comes.
Hey, girl.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Toots, a Tootsie Roll.
I'm a healer, and this is how I Tootsie Roll.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that great? Tootsie, whoa.
Cute.
It was so cute. And then you were mad,
though. I'm adorable.
A few years later, you were mad when we played.
Oh, I'm sure
it's not
I was.
Funny. I'm like, it's so cute, though.
Yes, because yeah. I was embarrassed of my lisp.
I think that...
It's adorable.
We I don't know. Does anybody like the sound of their voice, though?
No.
I love my voice.
You do?
Yeah.
Cool. That's awesome.
So when you got, just own it.
So when we got, you see. Yeah.
Come on.
Wait, singing it. Or talking?
Both. Why not? I'm amazing.
I love Fine. It. I'm
I don't think everyone's amazing.
That's my new mantra.
That's fair.
Everyone's amazing.
Oh, yeah. It. Well, there's some.
But
there are some
most
people
are amazing. So
I can't hear Deal anything. With it. So I can just imagine you guys actually don't have me plugged in.
You sound
in.
Good. That's an excellent good. Microphone that you have.
It actually
there.
Is probably the better microphone. Nice.
These are the SM7s that we are talking into, which are fan. These are like Metallica uses these.
Whoa.
So you can really, yeah, you can just, it'll
scream
it,
into
it,
them.
It's really hard to make it mm-hmm. clip, make it, you know, yeah. too loud. So
I just like you can't hear people breathing.
I kind of like.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I had a question.
That's
about
the word
song,
yeah. right when you hear people.
Cars. Yeah, or when they smack.
That's
yeah.
a bad, like someone chewing a banana.
Well, that's that SMSR. What's it called? The
ASMR. Where, that stuff grosses me out.
Yeah.
I don't like, understand like that.
No, but I try and avoid those noises.
The guttural.
I'm not
life.
Hip and cool.
Can you do the guttural when people talk? That's picks up on it.
Which, what do you mean?
They, like on the radio station.
Oh, you mean like this? I mean, the Kim Kardashian thing.
Jennifer.
Wow. Yeah.
And they get a lot of complaints, I know, on PBS and a show that I was listening to. But they're so.
The Kardashians get complaints?
No, the show.
People on
the show
NPR?
I'm going to need you to start speaking.
Yeah, PBS.
Wow, I just.
Now, I have a question.
I went down to the homeless shelter and I was helping a guy, and he was just like telling me things that I really. I mean, he was reading me books and stuff, and I was like, I love books too. And we just shared.
How do you know how to read that?
What are books? Like, and I asked him where are books.
Well,
are.
I told him my truths and he told me his truths. And then we tried to join the truths and it didn't work out as well as I thought it would. But it was very tolerant, which I like that. Because that's who I am.
Going back to the song, Libby, who were the other kids that sang the third part? Do you remember who the three kids are? Because we were trying to remember in the car who the three, the third verse is a lot of kids.
Wait, what are you talking about? The
oh,
song?
This part.
What about it? Are you saying who are the kids?
Yeah, do you remember?
Oh, all? Yeah, it was just like the Hanrahans and...
Was it the Stewarts?
Probably.
Stewarts.
I didn't know if you could visualize.
Yeah, I mean, it. I remember doing it.
Of course, Levi. Are you ready?
Yeah, it was like eight of us.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. So it was like the Hanrahans and then...
I think Aaron was there.
I think the people you used to babysit... I don't remember, but anyways,
and I think Aaron yeah. Hawkins maybe.
He probably Where did you was. Record it?
In their bedroom.
Really?
Yeah,
in the closet.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the best
oh, it
place
great.
To record.
It was.
He recorded another guy's album in yeah. there too.
Mm-hmm.
People yep. come traipsing through our bedroom into the closet.
I mean, literally, my vocals, my head is in the clothes. I mean, you just
yeah.
you mm-hmm. put the mic in the clothes, mm-hmm. and you have the little device that I forget what that
Roland.
Was, but the Roland.
We would
that's
play,
right.
play like right. hide and go seek just in the closet. Like that's how there were so many clothes and shelves. So
it was like C.H. or C.H. Lewis.
What?
C.H. Lewis.
Oh yeah,
it was like C.H. Lewis.
The Lion, which like,
yeah, you know him, the great actor.
Wait, how big is was
it
the
was
closet?
Someone called C.H. Lewis.
Have you heard of him?
Wasn't very big.
Obviously not.
You've never heard of him before?
Yeah, I'm
I don't know. He C.H. writes books, I think.
Sorry.
I don't know. I've never read them.
CH, maybe. You tell me, Dad.
CX. CVS.
I mean, there's a Honda CRV, maybe. Is that what you're trying to say?
That's him. That's him.
Yeah. CRV Honda.
Has to be him.
He was a great writer in the Depression.
Well, let's try this. The call thing works.
The call? Oh. What are you calling?
Huh?
What are you doing?
Oh, you're calling off my phone.
Oh,
I'm
well.
Actually talking.
I guess I don't know because you're speaking into the microphone too.
Have
so.
Spencer or Levi call.
Wow, that's so hey, clear.
Can you call? Yep.
Works. But then he has to go out of the room.
No, that's fine.
I mean,
I know my spot.
Just for that part.
I don't get heads
you're the
up.
Guy.
You come right back.
We're going to have you go get us food.
in a minute. Do a food run. So the Roadcast, this podcast board is just great. Try, you don't know my number?
See if it works.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air. Caller.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Wow. Magical.
That is magical.
Now I have a headset.
Oh, you do?
That's right. You can hear. Now you want to hear the song again?
I'll just be on this the whole time.
Okay. Just stay in the other room. While we do this,
be the permanent caller.
Yeah, Luke, you go upstairs.
Don't feel bad, Luke. I'm usually the guinea pig when they like do any kind of comedy shows. Like, let's go Hawkins. He'll do it. He'll do it first.
I feel like that's not relevant any longer.
What's not?
That statement that you just made.
I agree.
Oh, in what way?
Because you're too seasoned now, and you'll say no.
Yeah, you say no. So there was a time.
There was a time when. Oh yeah, there was a time when. I was like, you're going to come in? You can just use that if you want. Just sit across the table on the phone.
I saw some.
No, speaking to the microphone, I hate the sound of the telephone in podcasts.
You do?
I do. Just like if I'm listening to someone that I like.
Well, he could be on mute and
it's not as fun to listen to them.
I can.
The phone, then.
Can you tell when there's a Zoom podcast, like somebody on?
Yeah.
Zoom.
You mean like as far as audio and it's Zoom?
Yeah. You can kind of tell it's Zoom.
Audio and visual.
Yeah, but
can
saying,
you tell?
What I'm saying is, are you watching it or just listening to it, but it's on a Zoom?
Well, you're listening to a podcast, but you can tell that they're Zooming one another.
Okay, but you're not watching it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
No, I don't know.
I can.
Because I don't know.
I can kind of tell. Because the echoes and stuff are different in the rooms.
Yeah, they also don't talk the same via Zoom. Like people can't communicate as well.
You're staring off like.
Yeah, I wasn't.
What are you thinking about? What are you thinking about? Right now?
Did she say? That's why she said. She wasn't sure.
Golly, Libby.
She wasn't sure what we were talking about.
What were you thinking about at that moment in your head?
At that moment, I was thinking of
where do you go?
No, and I just a random scenario.
What was the scenario?
I don't really want to talk about. It wasn't like a specific scenario. It was just. Anyways,
being snowed in.
I think marriage teaches you how to not listen, but pretend like you are.
Whoa. That's a great transition into the podcast. This is a podcast about marriage, everybody.
It's a good place to learn to listen.
Yeah, I know, Mom.
So you're saying you don't always listen to Luke?
I do usually, unless it's something I'm just not interested in. Or if I know that what he's going to say.
Do you know that beforehand that what he's going to say you're just not interested in or just
well no sometimes he'll just repeat things that he said before and then I'll just know what he's getting at and I'll just stop listening.
I have a question.
Oh, okay.
It's not on purpose.
No, that's true.
It really isn't.
Luke. Mm-hmm. I think I know why I repeat, but I'm wondering, do you know why you repeat it? In this scenario?
Well,
cuz you're needy.
That's probably one of them. Probably needy. Probably because the previous time I told her, she was staring off and not paying attention.
Yeah.
Or you didn't get a response. That's probably why.
Yeah. Thinking, yeah.
Did that?
Mm-hmm. They've told us
compute?
That. Yeah.
This is another scenario.
We're on the spectrum.
I will be. Someone is trying to teach
me. We may
a
be. I don't know.
The spectrum?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We may be on the spectrum. I don't know.
Well, we're all on the spectrum.
I'm not sure, but there's five things that my daughter needs.
It's not
love,
us.
Respect.
Respect.
Respect, gas in a tank. She needs food, and she needs to look off in through the window at the snow. That's the five things that she needs.
Yup.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Yeah, I do that too. Like if someone's like trying to teach me a lesson, I'll just be like, mm-hmm.
That's so funny.
Who's trying to teach you a lesson?
I don't know.
Are you saying Luke's trying to teach you a lesson?
Yeah. Lessons from Luke.
I wish I could hear what you guys are laughing about. That'd be nice.
Yeah, dude, he doesn't hear the laugh track.
I'm trying to think, is there?
It's a laugh track.
Oh, it's a laugh track.
I mean, we're downstairs yesterday and we're in the TV room and we have a door to the outside and its wind is just blowing in it. the sides of it. It's not, there's no seal on that door. Yeah. So I actually took duct tape and duct taped the, my door shut. So we're just not using that door anymore.
Yep.
That's pretty good. Oh, yes. There we go.
Oh, my God.
See, here's the, okay.
I'll try and figure it
here's
out.
Here's the other sounds. You want to hear the
other
sounds?
Yeah, let's hear the other
ones. There's 8 buttons on this Rodecaster thing. So here, the first one's this one. I guess that's intro, right?
Welcome back, everybody.
I guess okay, we can do that. And then this is, I heard that one.
Yeah. Nice.
That one.
Whoa. That should be Luke's.
Oh, did you not hear it?
No, he hasn't.
Put your earphones on.
Input.
Just put them on for show. They're not hooked up to anything.
Oh, yeah, that is good. Yeah, you should use that for me, definitely.
Huh? Do these work?
Well, you would just need a cord.
Yeah.
Where's the cord?
I don't know. Because those are Bluetooth headphones also, but I don't think. Anyway.
Ooh.
Crickets.
Crickets.
That's not a crickety.
I was thinking that's either a bird or like a rusty swing.
A rusty swing or a rusty bike.
Yeah. Oh, I like this one.
Yeah, that's.
I have a thought.
There you go.
That was your thought.
Question of the day. I don't actually.
Do you have one? Yeah, we're not.
He's like,
you know, as you see, I have no notes in front of me right now.
I have a little bit of notes because you guys were going to talk about eating healthy.
Eating healthy?
Said, hold that thought.
Oh, about healthy? Yeah, we're talking about healthy.
We're talking about
keto, and you have candida.
Yeah.
No, something about where Libby,
your girl's got a mold.
Unhealthy amounts of unhealthy consumption.
They have to eat the whole candy bar kind of thing or something like that.
Clean plate syndrome.
We were talking about how we do not know how to eat in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
Because we grew up eating fairly healthy. And so whenever we would get something that was even remotely unhealthy, mm-hmm. we felt like we had to eat it all because it would be gone. Mm-hmm. So,
but you didn't want to savor it?
I still do that though.
So there was no savor.
No, there's no. It's like survival.
Quantity over quality.
Yeah. It's quantity.
Yeah.
I think that's a Midwest thing. I don't know if that's true everywhere. Yeah.
But
it's more is better than, Well, my grandparents ate healthy. I mean, they were farmers and they ate tomatoes and green beans and snap peas and corn and whole milk straight from the, cow.
Would that be considered healthy though now?
Not as healthy.
All those things?
What is healthy?
Like the steak and potatoes diet, is that considered healthy?
Has fat, protein, and carbs, steak and potatoes. So technically.
And actually, the potassium from the potatoes is good for your heart.
I heard the best food is no food. That's what I believe.
Amen. Yeah. Starve.
Let's finish out.
On that note.
You're welcome, everybody.
Sounds depressing.
That was free. Yeah, we were saying that I've never personally have, I don't, unless it's a giant bag of like licorice or Reason caramels. I've eaten the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I've never eaten part of a candy bar and put it aside because that's psychotic.
Yeah.
Why?
It's already open.
It doesn't make sense in my brain to not eat the entire thing.
But that doesn't mean because it doesn't make sense to me to eat the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think y'all are psychotic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I think it's just, it seems crazy.
It's clean plate club thinking.
Yeah.
You're part of it is you're a good eater if you clean the plate. Mm-hmm. There's nothing left on your plate. You're a good eater.
Mm-hmm.
Well, until recently, like if I went to a restaurant, I would eat every single thing and like not take anything home ever.
Yeah.
Just because I felt like I had to eat it.
Bread in a bread basket.
Paid for it.
Gone.
There's still bread in it.
Yep.
I got it. Nobody's doing it. I guess I'll eat it.
Yep.
Yep.
Oil. The oil.
Yeah.
Drink the rest of that.
The salt.
Just drink it.
Just shot like a shot.
Just pour it in little cups and take them home with you.
Yeah.
When you have like 5 kids in your family and you get something unhealthy, you have to eat it right away and all of it. Otherwise, you don't get any of it.
Right.
Yeah. But like, we were talking to Spencer in Texas about this. He's like, everything that I get, I eat the entire thing. And then I'll, like Keegan, his wife, they will split something, or like they'll have one half of the Pop-Tart box is Spencer's, the other half is Keegan's. Yeah. He will eat the entire box, not tell Keegan, and then he'll go buy more and then eat his half.
He does that. Leave Keegan's half. And then he'll eat his half again.
Does that make sense?
I love it.
So funny.
I've not
done
that.
So not only does he eat his whole box, but then he eats Keegan's whole box, but then he buys Keegan another box,
yeah, and then
eats four of them so that it goes back down to the same number that Keegan had before in her box.
Yes.
It's madness.
Vicious circle.
I've not even thought about that too. Yeah, I was just hoping Heather would forget or something. But we've had a lot of. That's the thing is, like, I can't understand that having a candy bar hidden and you just you'll forget it.
I just finished one yesterday.
You'll forget
that I bought
it
on Thursday.
Yeah.
Our
Yeah. See, that's
candy like
it was a walnut.
That's like a magic trick to me.
And it was dark chocolate.
That's amazing.
And
that's
I just superpower. Wanted to swear.
That's like being able to touch your thumb to the back of your wrist or something, or
like lick your elbow or whatever.
Yeah.
It's impressive. Self-control.
So, I mean, you
delayed
know
gratification.
That, could you do that with just sugar maybe? Like just treats? Like other things?
Yeah. Other things I can.
You might want
sugar
to
is just too
plate,
much.
I guess,
yeah.
I think chips
but
are
can't
my
with
downfall.
Sugar, can you?
Bag
yeah,
of chips.
Those are my downfall.
Speaking of that, can we go get some chips?
You want some?
Yeah, that sounds really good.
I think there's some
I'll
Ruffles.
Some later, it's fine.
Are you hungry?
I'll be crunching in the
microphone. She's trying not to eat them. Or can you eat them?
Mm-mm.
Okay, never mind. Forgot.
That's right. You're
chips
doing keto.
Are so good.
Mm-hmm.
Chips and salsa. I can never like say no to chips and queso. That yeah. should be
queso
a shirt.
Is hard.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
But
that's
yeah.
two shirt ideas.
Yeah.
What was the first shirt?
Super Bowl party. We had good queso.
What was your first one? I'm amazing.
I'm amazing. Deal with it.
That's a coffee cup.
She said, "We're all amazing."
Yeah, it's true.
Like a Target t-shirt.
Okay. Don't group it in with
people
a butt
just
first
don't understand
coffee.
How amazing I am.
Please. It's much higher quality than that.
Yeah. I'm
no
tired
way,
of it.
Rose.
I'm tired of the coffee stuff.
Okay, wait. Luke what? Always talks about he's like the shirts that say Jesus and coffee.
Oh. Well, that's my people.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Like people with Instagram bios, like Christians with Instagram bios, like number one, Jesus, number two, coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you're just putting a drug right under Jesus.
Right.
Yeah. And you're just like allowing yourself. I'm not the same without coffee.
Right.
I'm like, that's pretty serious if you're literally addicted to a drug that changes your, I don't know.
Chemistry a little bit.
It does. Changes your mind.
Yeah.
Jesus and coffee. I'm surprised they're not a worship song. Jesus and coffee.
Oh,
I'm sure there is.
You are my Valentine.
Oh, do you want to tell that?
I know you do.
You. Okay, so we were listening.
I brew you in the morning.
We were listening to a church service.
I brew you.
And first of all, I shouldn't even say this because I'd feel convicted about making fun of it. But here we go.
Say no name.
I feel horrible about it. Anyway.
Just need to make that clear. So you don't think I'm as terrible as a person. As
like,
I
know it's bad,
am.
But I'm going to say it anyway. But like, I know that.
It's not good. So we were listening to a church service and they go into the spontaneous part. And the first part was really good.
Of worship.
And then, and then it was like, you're my Valentine.
Oh, no.
You're my Valentine.
No.
Yeah. And I was like, oh.
Well, we were listening and I was like, one of the guys was like speaking and talking. It was like really good and it was like impactful. And then in the background, I hear like, you're amazing, love.
That was good.
And I was like, wow, this is really good. And then she goes, you're my Valentine. I'm your Valentine. You're my Valentine. And I turned it, I muted it
we
and I
like,
turned it off. And I just sat there.
Got crippled.
And I was like,
we like, didn't know what to do. Yeah.
When you wait, don't say it out loud. Where were you?
No, can't tell.
Don't,
yeah.
Can't tell.
Don't say it.
Were you here?
No, they're listening.
We are listening.
But
we're
listening. Say
oh, yeah.
Name.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you
it was really rough. Right. But I always feel bad, like, making fun of that, because, like, Jesus loves it, I'm sure.
Sometimes, though, like, yeah, probably shouldn't make fun of, but you should probably tell people that. Well, I think sometimes people aren't honest with other people about what they do, especially with a microphone.
Right.
Or, like, they think they have a talent or ability that they should probably be like, maybe you're not the best with this. And then they go and they think they're really good at it.
But, like, the person that might sing in praise and worship and you just have to mute their mic.
Mm-hmm.
They do that, and that's
totally
legit.
You can't do that anymore, though.
Well, they would do that at one church we were at. It was sweet, where they give the kid a guitar, and he wasn't that a much player, but he played, and it made a difference. He was smiling and stuff.
Yeah, that's cool.
The strings weren't vibrating or anything. He was just kind of...
They took the strings off the guitar.
I think they did. Actually, they at one point, he didn't have a guitar.
Just fake.
It was a broom handle. It was a mop with actual wet. It was dripping off the end of it.
He was a janitor.
And then I found out I wasn't actually at a church. It was behind a Golden Corral. That's where I was. No.
In a psych ward.
There was one time at our church where it went into it was the end of the service. It was kind of like a spontaneous worship time. And just a random lady comes up and just starts out of the crowd, comes up and starts singing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's times where that is amazing. And Holy Spirit is calling you to do that. And it's perfect. And wow. But this was not one of those times. And so she just started singing. It was kind of just killing the mood. I don't know. And
what was she singing?
Oh, it was just wasn't she vibrato? You're so good. It was high, not good.
Yeah, I remember.
Just very oh, wait, no, this is not good.
Yeah, stop.
And so our pastor really lovingly was just okay. Maybe later. just kind of tapped her on the back and sent her away.
Yeah.
Just people will do anything nowadays because you have that factor.
You open it up.
That's the thing. It's you need to have that because you need to allow Holy Spirit to do what he wants to do. But you're with that, you're going to get.
Because the Holy Spirit should have a microphone. Side. I'm not doing that. That's not me.
Stop blaming it on me.
Love you guys, but nope. Nope. I didn't tell her to sing. I didn't tell her to do that.
Honestly, it keeps it fun. So who cares?
Well, as soon as you start telling people like, no, you can't do that. Right. It's legalism comes in and then.
Right.
We had one, what was the lady? Joy. The famous.
My joy.
Famous lady that came into our church years and years ago. And she's, had a great testimony of how, remember the United States, the Queen?
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
And she said.
So she got up and. Her husband was in the military. Mm-hmm. So she's like, I've been longing for my husband. He's away at the military. And God came and he spoke to me in my prayer. And we were all on board with it. It was sweet.
Yeah.
It's
man.
She was and he came to me and he said, you are loved. And we're like, yes, yes. And she's like, and you are a queen. And he's like, yes, yes. And I am your king. And you are the queen of the world.
Oh,
and
she started going to this gosh.
And the pastor, which was amazing, was like, all right, well, I'm going to stop right there.
You are going to make an assault vehicle out of old wrappers.
And he was shutting her down nicely, but she kind of started.
Ho, hey.
And she squeezed past everybody and just ran down the aisle and left. And he just had to say, the darkness will flee from the light because she was speaking from a place of darkness.
That's so sad.
What if she is the queen of the world, though?
Yeah.
We get to heaven. Everybody, real quick, before we get started here. Yeah, she is the queen of the world. So I think we need to
y'all made fun,
some closure for her. That's like Marc Maron. He does this. He did this joke years ago about the guys that you think they're crazy talking to themselves on the street. He goes, what are those guys that are talking to God? They're actually listening to God.
Yeah.
They're like, I can't. I can't. No.
No, that is actually a good point because they will usually be talking about God or something. They'll be Jesus is king. But they'll be just insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
why'd you kick her out? Well, she was saying Jesus is king. But you, okay. Well, what do you get to be there? Now I'm the bad guy.
Yeah. Well, the guy that was working it out in our front yard at 4 a.m, we all woke up. And we're out there looking. And
they always stop right in front of our house.
Yeah, it's happened.
It's a reason.
Cars and stuff, and they'll stop the other.
Yeah, there was a big accident in front of your house the other day when you guys were in Texas.
Did you ran into the big?
Yeah, that's two. The last two times I've been here,
that person's been a car wheel that came off on the one.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Well, they hit these. We have these. Okay, folks, we live across the street from the largest city park in the country, and it's a pretty busy street. So to park in front of our house, they put these, I guess you call them stanchions, but they're huge cement planters is what they are.
Huge. You could plant a tree.
So people used to use that as a lane, but that's, they protect people who park there. And people just, I guess, did somebody ram into it?
Yeah. I think they slid because it was snowing outside.
Oh, yeah.
They slid into it.
Yeah, because it's not too bad out here. I mean,
no.
The one the other day, the person's wheel just went flat out. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you call that? Just like yeah. a wing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was just a malfunction of the car.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when that happens. Just wheel falls off.
Wheels fall off.
Yeah. You know what that's like, don't you, honey?
Me?
When
the wheels fall off.
Why are you looking at me?
I was just getting you back in the, you're starting to get that stare.
Oh, I was thinking.
What were you thinking about?
Well, now I can't remember because you asked me.
So how's it going, you guys? How's life?
Terrible now that you asked that.
Been working on I was going to say, Luke, what's your favorite voice that Libby does that just cracks you up?
Oh, Computron. Probably. Can you do it?
Give us an
example.
You can't
just throw me into this.
Wait, give us an example.
I know how Computron
is.
Computron talks like this.
Yes, or the one. That one.
But when she does a Computron, what's the scenario usually?
Yeah, where'd that come from?
It's just so random.
Yeah.
I don't
How'd
know.
You come up with it?
It comes...
It just came to me.
And her mouth doesn't move, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm amazing.
She likes her voice.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
And then your SNL singing voice is good.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
Okay. It's no so much deal. More fun to talk about voices than hear them.
Than hear them, yeah.
So...
Yeah. See, this is what I was afraid of. You would just throw me into it, and I just would. Then I would try to. I can't perform under pressure.
No, it's like. Well,
you don't
here's
understand.
The deal. I can't either. I can't either. So
well,
he does.
BS.
Huh? No,
your
I can't.
Your whole life is performing under pressure.
No, you understand is that we believe in you.
I know that you do.
Don't do
oh, there.
But I don't believe in myself.
Just how does just do one sentence of Computron?
Computron. No. Computron. Malfunction. Malfunction.
Because we were doing
it's
the
not
one
even
thing.
That good.
We're doing the one where, of course, you can't see on the podcast, but the one of the funniest is this when she does the straight. Straight face, but then she'll.
Her mouth
goes, yeah. Oh my gosh, this is the greatest thing ever!
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Oh my gosh, we're having such a good time right now!
And her mouth is barely moving.
That's hard to do.
I've never been having such a good time ever in my life!
That you get to do on a Zoom one.
Oh man.
So good.
Wonderful. So that was, yeah, so Computron, and then you do the singing. Like you all do all kinds of
do the apple bottom jeans.
Should I get them apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur. That's called turning
never
rap
not
music
funny. That's
into
never
opera
not
songs.
Never not funny. Opera rap or white rap, whatever you want to call it.
Opera rap. No,
should
shirt.
I got low. Nailed it,
shorty.
Shoddy.
Good night. Oh, that's good. But you shouldn't. Yeah, I'm not gonna tell you what you should or shouldn't do.
Yeah,
so don't tell her
stop.
That.
I'm just
it's
saying it's not really about you. It's about us and our enjoyment.
Right. No, that
so
makes
you're
sense.
Just
that's
kind
what
of,
I always said to you.
You're kind of our yes, and that's true. It's about serving. You know, don't climb the mountain to be seen, but to see, honey.
That's good.
Yeah.
Can you say that one more time?
Don't climb the mountain to be seen, but to see. The second time it's not as
no, that was good. Sorry, that was my fault. Blame me.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Dak Shepherd. I'm joined by Minister Mouse, Monica Padman.
Hi there.
We have a really fun show we want you guys to join. We talk to celebrities and professors and lawyers and doctors and very smart, interesting people. And we find out how messy their lives have been, how many twists and turns it took to get to where they're at, and a general exploration on the messiness of being a human being. And of course, Monica's, you'll get updates about her
love
building
life.
Project, love life, you name it. So if you want to join us, please follow Armchair Expert to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. Plus, find your other favorite podcasts free on Spotify.
Honey, what are some of the coffee cups like that you or the sayings that kind of drive you? You know, where the coffee, we were talking about the coffee and stuff.
Yeah,
and
well, it is always like the coffee one.
Food and stuff.
Yeah.
It's always the one about the
coffee. Don't talk to me until I've had my coffee.
Yeah.
If my but cup is this full, don't talk to me yet.
it's so bossy. I feel like a lot of word signs these days are bossy. Like live, laugh, love. It's like, stop telling me what to do.
Shut up.
Live, laugh, love. It's like, what if I don't feel like it?
It's like, do what he tells you to do.
Well, then you feel like if I'm not doing any of those three, my day is just not what it, you know.
Yeah.
How about focus? Focus.
Dad and I, we saw a sign on a school, like in a school library, you know, when they put those decals. Mm. And it just says, it's a Catholic school. It says, yeah. Do whatever he tells you to do.
Oh, gosh.
John,
yes.
Like 5-2 or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're at Jackson's game.
Like, inspirational verse, but
yeah. Yeah. It was painted on the wall.
Yeah.
The verse, yeah. What was that? Remember the actual?
It was like John 5-2 or something like that.
Do whatever he tells you to do.
Very motivating, right?
Right. Just do whatever he tells you to do.
Which is
out of all
easier.
The verses. But to it's put like on all, a library wall yeah. at a school.
I kind of respect that, though. I respect that so they just came funny. Out with it, like, yeah. "Hey,
we'll never
just do it.
We'll we don't know why
that.
We're doing it.
Yeah, don't.
I know that you have questions. Yes.
I want to see some
it.
More of those
forget
verses.
Get all the
used.
Flowery words.
Yeah, a little more shaming verses.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
not so much. You're so great verses. Yeah, I think
enough with prosperity.
I think we've had enough of that. Right.
Bring the hammer down.
Yeah.
That's right. Time to
just
pay
do whatever
the fiddler.
He tells you to do. Mm-hmm.
What did Grammy say the other day?
Hezekiah 4.
Olivia.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that was funny.
No. That was pretty
You don't
funny.
Want to talk about it?
No, it's fine. It's
She won't care. She'll think it's.
Well, Heather's. Okay. I'm the Grandma. My mom. Grammy. Yeah. Is. I think we're all stressing out. And Heather and I were talking about this morning. I think we're just.
The world
stuff is just. Okay. It is a big blanket of that. It's just horrible. And I think it's depressing and everything, but I think like Grammy is getting, she just kind of, she's so sweet, but then
she's very dark.
Yeah. She has very strong in opinions.
Fun, in a funny way.
You know, like you're having a good time. Whoa. Hey, where'd that come from? And what did she say? She says, I think they just need to.
She pretty much said that she thinks that God should bring down hellfire.
She's like, can we go back to Old Testament times?
Where God struck down people with lightning.
Yeah, she pretty much wished that there would be a second world flood.
Right. Yeah. Just flat out.
Yeah. She's
just flat out. No.
Very
like,
confident.
Grammy.
She didn't like,
she didn't
like
make
preface
any apologies.
It. You know, I know this makes, I, no, I mean,
she,
I know, yeah. Don't take this wrong. I just sometimes
she didn't even
I feel,
apologize.
No, she said, God needs to bring hellfire down on people.
And she laughed when we all laughed and still thought it was a good idea. Yeah.
Right. Now, Bill Gates, he wants to get rid of people, but so does Grammy in a different way. Bill Gates wants to vaccinate people into the grave. Grammy just wants fire and literal brimstone, which I don't even know what it is. I'm guessing it's some kind of hot rock.
Oh,
brimstone.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know like,
no, I'm not. Yeah. I think it's some sort
so
of rock.
Funny.
Yeah.
I was like, Grammy, what about your grandchildren? Yeah. She's like, I don't care. They'll go to heaven.
Right.
I was like, are you sure? All of them? Yeah.
Those are the people you got to watch out for. They'll see Jesus.
Yeah.
What's the upside? Well, they'll be in heaven.
What's the worst that could happen? I die and go to heaven?
Yeah, right. No, hold on. Hold on.
Wait, hold on. Whoa, wait.
Whoa, ho.
Oh, so but funny,
Yeah, that was very... I think she's just stressed out because
she like,
watches a lot of news.
She doesn't even care anymore.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, she doesn't. Care. Oh, it's just terrible. That's why I was, her sister, I guess it would be your aunt.
Aunt Norma.
Yeah. I was hanging out with her and every time I go to California, hang out with them and her and Charlie.
They should have had a podcast.
They should have had a podcast. And they were like friends with OJ and like they just they were like back in the day before, you know.
Oh, got it. Other people. Pre-murder OJ?
Yeah. PM OJ.
You were for the clothesline.
PM
OJ?
PM, yeah.
And she's a Californian, grew up there or whatever. Mm-hmm. She spent a lot of time there. And She just goes on about, it's just terrible. It's just terrible. It's just not the same anymore. Look at it. It's just a garbage dump. It's a dump. Just a dump.
This like, was in the 90s.
I'm like, she just keeps going on. I'm like, Norma, why don't you move? She goes, what? Why would I move? This is the best place ever. It doesn't have to make sense.
Yeah.
Well, I think that too, because people are like, we live in the worst times.
Yeah.
Ever. I was like, I'm pretty grateful I'm not in Roman times.
Yeah, right? I'm pretty glad that Attila the Hun is not around killing people. Alexander the Great.
So way worse.
We're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
And there are places now that you're glad. Like, be glad you don't live in Turkmenistan.
Right. Yeah. Like, we're lucky.
Right, right. It's
thank you.
But I feel like it's just what you focus on. Like, because I did focus on election stuff before everything.
The more you,
it just makes it sad.
I deleted all my social media apps because I'm better than everyone else.
Right. And I did that too.
No, I deleted everything.
And I haven't, but my finger is a hovering. My finger's hovering.
It's like the little X is above all the dots on my app. So at any point. Right. But basically, if you don't read any of it, it doesn't affect your life that much.
Yeah, right. So.
It sure does. Why is that though?
If I don't read it?
Well, I mean, why?
You're not thinking about it then.
Well, it doesn't affect your daily life.
It's not like pertinent to my daily life.
Yes. Well, what's what need does that fill?
Which
one? What does social media fill? Because I like Twitter. I'm anti-Twitter, but I read the people every day. I'll read people that I follow.
Yesterday,
And it's soothing to me.
Hmm. I was telling Liv the other day, I kind of enjoy chaos a little bit because it like keeps my brain, I don't know, sharp. I don't know what it is, but yet like today's President's Day. And I searched the President's Day hashtag on Twitter, even though I don't have Twitter. I just searched it in the Google search bar and I wanted to see controversy. I don't know what it was, but I just wanted to like, I don't know if that's some innate.
You want to hear an interesting idea?
Yes.
They're thinking, they said that if Newsom was recalled, they should say Trump should go for governor of California.
Oh my word.
That would be hilarious.
Or that Trump becomes a Democrat. He gets what they call it, where they make him, what they call that? We're going to make you one. You just basically become
make you a what?
Oh, they say we're going to.
Oh, that he's the one that takes over for him because he's a Democrat?
Yeah, just become and just run as a Democrat.
The replacement. I don't know.
Yeah. And then you'd have all, I don't know, people who just vote D because they're D.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway.
Oh, right.
But you like
right.
chaos.
Yeah, I do. And I don't like want to necessarily, but I enjoy.
Right.
There's something about.
Well, people like drama. Like we want something to be going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to another podcast that was like, if everything was Jordan Peterson. If everything was like perfect and nothing was happening, people would like look for drama, like they would create it.
Right.
Like it's not possible to have like a fully like world peace without Jesus.
I totally agree.
Like we would be boring. That like chaos and whatever. I don't know why.
Well, that's like in anything, sports or TV or whatever. It's just, they want drama. They want to create a storyline. Like there's no story without drama. If everything's good, like that's why bad news sells. So
life
know what it is.
Right. Sucks when there's drama in it.
I know.
Yeah.
But it's more interesting.
It is more interesting. But sometimes like the sports thing is more interesting for sure. I don't mind the politics. That doesn't weigh me down. I just think it's all interesting because it's all, I like the debate. I like the two sides, you know what I mean? Like the ideas.
Yeah.
But like in the Garden of Eden, I mean, that was totally perfect. So have to create a little chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
When it was perfection.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll go a week without getting mad at Luke. So I just make something up.
That's great.
Oh, we've done that. Yeah. We'll just have, it's like, we need to have a fight or something. We need to
spice it up.
I was telling you that you need to actually have a fight with somebody.
Oh yeah. Oh, like she said,
fight someone
in the ring.
Yeah. I thought like,
she's like, go have a fight and then come back. Okay. I'll have dinner ready. Just go find someone.
Honestly, sometimes that would,
I wonder if we're not.
I think part of it is that we like to solve things. Mm-hmm. I like to find the solution in the chaos because I think that's interesting.
That's a good take.
That is a good take. Hot take.
Good take.
Solutions in the chaos.
But why? Okay, why do you want
to? There's a saying. Is that bossy?
I'm going to get Socrates.
Solutions in the chaos. Is it
the Socratic method? What do you, what about fixing chaos fills a need for you?
Mm-hmm. I think it's, I just like to use my brain like that, like to work it out. Like if you think about the one thing that my friends say that I do is like, when I cook, I look in the fridge and say, what things are here in the fridge? And then make a meal out of that.
That works most of the time. Like when you're done, I'm going to make a Bundt cake, but no sugar.
Instead of the oil, I'm using pickles.
Yes, so garlic, sugar, powder, garlic powder. Garlic powder. I'll make, and she, yeah, she'll make it work.
But that's just the thing. That's the way my brain works. It's like.
She has this thing where, like, when you smell a skunk, Heather, every time you smell a skunk, she goes, think of lime juice. Think of lime juice.
She does. Like,
wait, what? Like,
that is some rancid lime juice right there. Well, she's right. You can see it.
It does smell like lime
juice.
It does.
It actually does. But fixing the.
I don't know.
Is it like when you have a messy room? It's like when you have a messy room and you clean. It's like a feng shui of life. It's like, yeah. You're fixing.
Like it's like feng shui of life. Like we didn't like how this room was flowing with your office and everything. Mm-hmm. I just like I could do that all day long. Right. That's my jam.
And I wonder who come up with that idea to switch the room around. Crazy. That'd be crazy if some outsider came in and told them what to do with their house.
I have to tell this story because I think it's funny.
Okay.
So we're all at Spencer's house and we're just talking. I don't remember why this came up, but Luke goes, if I had a dream to have your house the way I want it, I would first of all take your back bedroom
and
put it in the front. We all went, no! Yeah.
Luke said this, right?
Yeah, yes. And we all went, no. He goes, hey, it's my dream about what I'm going to do with your house.
So immediately as I opened my mouth, they're like, no!
No, because we don't like the bed in the front part there, but...
I could not finish talking without them interrupting me.
He was standing up and we're all sitting down and he's like, it's my dream for your house.
I got a dream, okay? Let me fly. Was it? Let me.
And every time we were moving.
I'm a peacock. I got to fly.
Let me spread my wings.
Did you just say you were a peacock? Oh, man. That is true. It's like you're just trying to dream.
Just let me dream. Yeah.
So what? So your dream is, was this your dream?
Yeah.
This what we're doing right now?
This is all I've with
the
ever
room?
Wanted.
A lonely table in the middle of the room.
I kind of like it here.
It's kind of nice.
Four microphones attached to it.
No headset for me.
Nothing else.
We're going to take over the world from this room. That's my dream. That's my dream.
No, it's basically
very possible.
What we did, we moved... back. Yeah, we did most of it. And it worked. It
worked out.
I think most people just don't know what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what creates drama and chaos, you think? Maybe that's probably true.
Maybe.
I didn't think
people,
of that.
People don't have a defined idea. I'm sorry, Siri, I didn't want you.
Or you're like me, where if you don't have something in the house, you just don't make it. Like with meals, if I don't have what I need, I'm just not going to make the thing. If there's an issue, I'm just going to leave it be until it somehow works itself out. You know?
You sound like Owen Wilson right there.
Yeah,
it just works itself out.
It does.
That's JC. Like mom JC will be like,
oh, yeah, I'll just throw this and this together. It's all good. I'll solve this problem. I'm just like, nah, the problem will work itself
out. You know what my roadblock is for food? Is if it's frozen.
Oh, yeah. I hate frozen food.
You mean for cooking?
Yeah. We have hot dogs? Oh, they're in the freezer. Well, not doing that. Yeah.
There are no hot dogs.
Heather will get it out. She'll put it under hot water. It'll be ready in 30 minutes.
Well, the problem with the freezer thing and, at least live, is that you would have to.
Oh, ours is bad.
You would have to plan out what you're going to eat at least 6 hours ahead of time.
Yes.
And that is not something live is capable of.
No, I can't do that.
Because it's immediate. Like, I want this. I have to eat it now. And so if it's not accessible, I won't eat it or I'll starve. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm a very unhealthy person.
No, you're not. What if this comment was true? I lost it.
It happens.
About eating? Frozen?
No, about... there you go.
Let's go back.
About immediate gratification. Okay.
Yeah.
What is that, good or is that bad?
Immediate.
Requiring immediate gratification.
So you're saying in this thing, if you have delayed gratification, right? Yeah. You just say, "Hey, we're gonna eat something delicious. It's just gonna be a while, and it's gonna be great." But instead of thinking, "I want it right now," right?
So I'm not waiting for that. I'm having.
I would
this
think
now.
More times than not, yes, immediate delayed gratification is better.
So if you know that delayed gratification is better in the long run, then why would you keep doing the immediate?
Well, don't you think our brains are programmed that way now, especially with social media? Like watching that documentary with the Social Dilemma or whatever, kind of showing like you want something, you get it right away. Like mm-hmm. I go on, I load, I get a new thing. Every time I refresh, it's something new. It's almost like our brains change and they're mm-hmm. now wired. Like I want this and I want it now. And if I don't get it now, then I'm just not going to like pay attention to it. Mm-hmm. So like looking for things, what can give me immediate gratification, which I think is probably really negative because it makes you want to just control every aspect of your life.
Mm-hmm. To have everything at your fingertips.
Mm-hmm. Well, imagine in the old days where you had to like grow food, do all these things. It takes so much time to get anything done. And now you can do anything immediately mm-hmm. or you can order anything on my phone.
So do you think there's anybody? So for instance, I don't require that, but I haven't grown up with social media. So mm-hmm. do you think there's anyone your age that doesn't require instant gratification? Or would you say most of your friends want it now?
Because when we used to like,
could it be a different
like when we used to get music, right now, which blew me away about when Napster came out. You know, when Napster came out, that blew my mind mm-hmm. that you can listen to anything you want. And I was on it for days.
Right.
And when I was a kid to get music, they would have a commercial like for Elvis Presley record.
Right.
And you'd have your mom eat, or just put a dollar or whatever in an envelope and mail it away.
Right.
And they'd send you the record and then you'd have that switch.
So fun. Right. Record. I love that.
I was thinking about that actually yesterday. I was sitting on the toilet and I was singing a song in my head and we have an Alexa in our bathroom. And I was like singing in my head. I was like, Alexa, play Golden Hour by Casey Musgraves. And it plays the exact song I'm thinking in my head. I was like, it's just so weird that I can do that. Mm-hmm. I was like, and then I literally thought of you, Dad. I was like, I wonder like my dad back in the day, like they had to like wait for it to go on the radio mm-hmm. to like listen to the song that they wanted to listen to.
Oh yep. Yeah.
Here I am just sitting on my toilet.
Well, that I used to bid on
what
that.
What I want to listen to.
We would have cassette. We had a cassette player and you would, everything was off the radio. Like, oh, I can't wait. You have to wait for your song to come on the radio. Mm-hmm. And you never got the first part of the song.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, there it is. And you'd push record.
Oh, yeah. It's hilarious.
And then you'd hear all these extraneous dog barking sounds. And you got used to hearing the song.
Or your mom coming in.
With
are
that
you
on.
Ready for dinner?
Yeah. Your mom and dad.
Please wait a minute.
And then you'd hear it on the radio like, where is my mom yelling in the background? You
need that. I think now there's too much. There's too many things that it's hard for me to choose what I want to do. Like there's too many movies, too many shows I can watch, too much music, too many choices, like everything's too much.
But
like,
it's, I'm sorry to, it's not about that. It's about us, I think. Like with YouTube, you can waste your whole day on YouTube or you can make your day better by YouTube. YouTube,
that is true.
I've learned more from that itself than anything else.
Like, yeah. Well, I guess what I'm saying is like, if I want to, I want to watch a movie. I don't know what to watch because there's too many things.
I relate to
But if you go to like a Redbox or whatever, mm-hmm. it's like, well, there's only four or five movies or a movie theater. But or if you go to a restaurant, it's like, what the frick do I want? But if you go to like a different restaurant where it's only a few choices, it's easier. I don't know. Yeah.
We are the four on the Enneagram, so we have this like need to be unique.
Yeah.
Do you know that Dad tests as a 9?
Oh, I could see that.
What is a 9?
You thought he was a 4. A lot of people thought he was a 4.
April thought he was a 4. Hmm. But I almost tested as a 9. I was one away.
Oh, okay.
Liv, I think you're a 10.
Nice.
Oh, that's good.
Right. But I'm really a 9 with 4 shading with a 3 leaning and a 15 tendency. So don't pigeonhole me.
I'm really unique.
9. Oh, there's 9.
That's so what a 4 with a 3 leaning would say.
Classic 4.
That would be a 4-2. That would be like an 18.
An 18?
In the disc profile back with an eye shading with D knocking on the door.
Knocking on the door.
Like, who am I? You so know me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I took it myself, and I believe I was a 9. But I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I forgot what it said.
It's peacemaker.
Oh, there you go.
But then you read it, you're like, this is so me, all these things. Ooh. I'm a peacemaker. Yeah.
Well, I would say you're probably a 4, but you have 9 tendencies. Because, I just think you are.
Are you a 4?
I'm a 4.
Wait, describe 4s.
What's the difference in
4s? 4s are very...
What's the one word?
Okay, so let me just give a visual. So the 2, I always wanted to be a 2, because every girl on Instagram usually posts, they're usually a 2, because they're like the best one to be, which is like serving, like always thinking of others before I think of myself.
Oh, mm-hmm. gosh.
Just love like cozying up with like a nice blanket and watching like movies and rom-coms. And then four is like, love staring out the window and thinking of sad things, like super narcissistic, like very, like all these terrible qualities.
What? Like, they're all terrible.
Yeah. See, I've got, I don't have that deep, but I, like you said, I will watch myself cry in the mirror.
Yeah. Right.
Whoa. And I,
I can't remember what I was.
Oh, I've done that.
And I'll play songs over and over again just to feel, stay in that feeling.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah. Same.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a Joni Mitchell song, best song ever, called Both Sides Now.
Oh yeah.
Both Sides Now, and I'll listen to it over and over again.
You listen to like the same song?
I listen to that one over and over
again. Every single day for like a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What song was it?
Oh no, it just like changes
every month depending on her mood.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So she can stay in that feeling.
Yeah, that's true.
You feel comfortable in the depths in that.
Yeah, in I think emotion. It's just the way that you process things. Like the numbers is just standing, like how you think. And process
and how you and perceive other people.
What's the name on the four? Like they, like the nine says
individualist.
Okay, that's what it was.
Or romantic.
What's the word for the two?
Is it two servant is servant.
Okay. Do you think that Romeo and Juliet? Do you think they were fours? They seem to me be like fours.
Very dramatic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would be me.
Tis the East and Juliet is the sun.
I'm a three.
What's a three?
Performer.
That's a performer?
People pleaser. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So he's a three wing four. I'm a four wing.
A very three. Very, very three.
How does that work with you two? How does it work well?
I think it does work well
because
they, what is the
interchange?
Yeah, they're three and four, and four and three are pretty good about. Because what do I want to do? I don't know what the word is. Like, you need to be told that you're
affirmation. You do, you're saying. Or I do.
I guess I do.
Luke needs affirmation.
I need affirmation.
Yeah.
Well, that is actually the tough part because I need affirmation.
Okay, yeah.
And she hates giving affirmation because...
No, here's the thing. I don't like giving affirmation if someone is asking for affirmation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I need affirmation. Who knows?
But if you give it, they don't have to.
Do you really need that, you think?
Affirmation?
That would be my question. It's like, is my problem with these things is that you feel locked into these numbers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, well, that's who I am.
Yeah. No,
and I get it.
It helps other people.
Then you're thinking in your head, well, there's no growth here. There's no change.
No, definitely. I think that my, that is more how I lean if I am like feeling, I don't know how to describe this, but yeah, I would say that that's not necessarily a good quality about it, but that is how I am naturally. Like, I don't feel liked unless someone says that they like me.
I like you.
We like you.
This is the best day ever.
Yeah.
Well, he'll do this thing if I'm ever mad at him. He has to, like, fix it now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need you to like me right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, just give me time.
Yeah.
Probably bad. But whatever.
Yeah. There's a few country songs in that last thing you just said.
Yep.
Just give me time. I don't like it. What would be
songs
one?
You're making
Space
up?
Cowboy?
Yeah. Space Cowboy. Rapper's Delight.
Yeah.
Was that one you were singing the big the
Apple Bottom Jeans?
Apple Bottom
Jeans. Yeah, so many songs.
What is he saying? What with the fur?
Boots.
With the fur.
Oh, we're going to go see Nelly's house tomorrow.
Oh,
oh really?
Yeah.
Nelly's selling us. Are they? It's empty. He's not live, of course.
It's in Hidden Valley.
Carpet's all Eureka? Ripped out.
Is it the one on the hill?
It's huge. Mm-hmm. Like 10,000 square feet.
Yeah. Kind of 12 acres.
Gross, not going to lie.
It didn't look gross. It
didn't look amazing. In the picture.
It looked like,
it looks nice.
Like a little kind of too house. Palatial.
It's very, palatial. Yeah, it's super nice.
Yeah.
And it's too nice. It's like it could be a hotel.
Just like, it's like having a car, a real nice car, but then having another, the exact same car on top of it. And two on the sides. That's four too many cars or three too many cars. It's nice.
I mean, there's no flooring, but it's then you can put all new flooring because it was built in 98.
Well, so. I was watching MTV Cribs and they have like all the 2000s famous people in their houses.
Oh, a good show.
It is a great show, but they're disgusting. Like their houses.
Yeah.
Because they're massive.
Yeah.
But they're like, the interior is gross.
Yeah.
Like 2000 like the black style. Couches, just like
red pillows.
Oh, yeah.
And Nelly, I don't know what they doesn't had. Live here, right?
No, there's no stuff in there.
I
can't imagine that he would have, with the outer parts and the columns and the color, I can't imagine them having red and black stuff in there. It would look terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It looked more like.
But imagine that house with that kind of style in it. So that's like that? These like MTV oh. houses. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty funny. The drapes and stuff. Yeah. It's real cozy. Drapes, yeah. And secret passageways and mm-hmm. such. That's
real clunky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like 10,000 square feet.
That's
like
crazy.
$600,000.
Yeah. For his 12 houses? Acres.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Wait, well, it's going to go to the highest worth. Bidder. There's already three. Yesterday, yeah. there's already 300 people wanting 300 to look at it.
Showings or wow. whatever.
And you can jeez. Only go for 15 minutes.
So are you just going for fun?
We're going with the Plants.
Justin really wants to get it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so just funny. Just
to flip it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Because he's done like two. So now he wants that's to awesome. Do the most expensive house ever or whatever.
That's really funny.
But he's excited.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But it is cool.
Little paint. Little...
Yeah. Does it need?
I mean, it could flooring. Be really nice. Like, obviously, it's like a yeah. nice.
That's such size a big house. House.
I would just 10,000. Say, is this, you know, is this the foundation okay? And
right.
nothing. No, termites.
Yeah. Nelly's showing termites. It, right?
What's a termite?
Yeah. Hmm? It's a little bug that
termite.
Eats.
Termite?
Oh, a termite. They're not termites?
No.
You always termite? Thought they were, really? You thought they were termites?
Termite.
It's probably how your mom says termite. Termite. Hmm? The termites.
Termites.
Like when you say, I bit my food. Bit my
grandma
food.
Sounds like that. The termites.
Like, I don't know. She's got a little twang, doesn't she?
Yeah.
My mom?
No, did you hear him? He goes, the termites. Being grandma.
She's got a little twang. I don't know how she talks.
She has a twang, but it doesn't sound like that.
Those dang termites.
Did you really think it was termites?
No.
Okay.
I tricked Luke. I can't believe it. I told him.
It's me saying it wrong.
You trick me all the time.
I thought that bugle was, you said bugle. Is that you?
That's probably.
Anyways.
You're very good at lying.
Yeah. It's another one of my downfalls. Like I said, I'm amazing.
Let's go back to that.
I think we have a special guest going to call in.
Yes.
He's supposed to.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Who is it going to be?
Hello.
Oh. What Grandpa?
No. Grandpa. It's Dr. Fauci.
Oh. I don't know about this.
How is everybody doing?
Good.
Not great.
Not great.
Good. That's good to hear because it's all about safety.
Thanks. Yeah.
Dr. Fauci, what should we be doing? What things?
Yeah, what can we do
well,
better?
Yeah. First off, that's a good question. I'm glad you've asked it. Who's president right now?
Biden.
Take Biden? The mask off. We don't need him.
No,
we don't
wait.
Need him.
No, wait.
It's actually, gone.
There might
no,
be a
it's gone. Because what I was going to say, if it was the other guy, I would have said you need to have the two masks and then have your hand over your face.
Right.
And
right.
then a plastic shield. Yes. And then a like a garbage bag over your head.
Mm.
Right.
With a rope tied around your neck where the air can't get in.
That,
and that should do it. So I'm thinking for kids going to school,
yeah,
it's probably going to be 2025, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Got to
26, but you got to mitigate because the droplets, if it gets on anyone, they'll explode. It's just, I don't.
It's
the numbers are still out.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
so awful. How long does do the droplets stay there?
Yeah. On the surface.
Well,
the
you can't kill it. You remember what your mom used to say? It's true. You can't kill a droplet. The droplet, when the droplet hits, you must acquit. Or something. It's like whatever it is. You, the droplets are what carry this poison into your face. So if it was up to me, and this is just me, I would say 14 masks, a motorcycle helmet, put your head in an oven, turn it on, and hope for the best.
So wait, so let's say a droplet does land on, let's say your arm.
Right.
Yeah. It explodes, but thankfully you have something covering your face. What are you supposed to do in that scenario?
Well, if you're in China, you're okay. If you're a China person, don't worry about it. Have parades. And that's just the droplet.
That's just a droplet.
How the droplet is different.
Right.
is
you
each...
got to take into account the masks.
Right.
Masks.
Dr. Fauci, is each droplet different?
Yeah. So like, what if you're not in China, right?
Right.
But there's just all these droplets falling on you, you know, well, from wherever you are.
Right, Luke. I understand. I know that you were three and you want to be liked. But I'm telling you, right now, the droplets don't care.
Oh, shoot.
They don't care. I tell you what, if you're outside and you go into a mall or you go into a parking lot at night, you better not. You hope it's not a droplet, like a gang of droplets.
Right.
Because they'll surround you.
I guess that doesn't answer my question.
Well, the numbers are still out.
Yeah, of course.
The numbers and the droplets, sometimes you don't know what they are. You don't know.
Yeah. And, Dr. Fauci, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in.
Hey, you know what? I just wanted to, this is an honor to be on the podcast right now. Please tell me you're 6 feet apart doing the podcast. You're not closer than that. Please tell me that.
But sorry, say that again. Yes, we are definitely 6 feet apart right now.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, bless you. Hey, I have to go.
All right.
I'm ordering at the restaurant. I can't make up my mind.
Right. Well, stay safe, Dr. Fauci.
Wear those masks.
All right.
Thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
What an honor that was. Yeah, wow.
You didn't even ask any questions.
Who knew? I didn't know that he would. He knew
that was
you,
huge.
Dad.
Oh, you missed it. You didn't even ask him any questions.
What happened?
Dr. Fauci was on.
Yeah.
He called
in. Dr. Fauci?
Dr. Fauci.
Dr. C.S. Fauci.
Yeah.
C.H. Fauci.
Well, that's awesome. That means a lot.
Yeah.
Because he's a big deal. He's a big deal.
The biggest.
Were you guys helped by him? Did he give you
Definitely.
He gives all the information.
All of it.
About droplets.
Info and droplets.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Spacing.
Well, that's good to share with the world, and make it a better place, which is what I think of anything this podcast I wanted to do. I want to build something and make it a better place.
Yeah. Oh.
We want to encourage people. Thank you, guys.
I can't reach your hand. You're 6 feet apart.
Let's sing that song.
He said we'd be
Jesus is my Valentine.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
You're my Valentine. We got going. So what song should we go out with? What should be our outro?
Obviously Tiny Tim, Tiptoe Through the Window.
Tiptoe. Really? That's the last song I would have thought.
Isn't that your least favorite song?
It's my least favorite song.
Yeah, Libby
hates it.
Is that it?
Tiptoe through the window.
Right, thanks everybody.
Yay. Sports.